Remembering Shawnee Gabe, a journey of hope, loss, and unforgettable memories. It was with a heavy heart that we received the news last week. Shawnee Gabe, a soul of light and life, was found after an agonizing 47 days of uncertainty. The days following Shawnee's disappearance at the Nova Festival were filled with a mix of hope, despair, and unyielding determination. Her family and friends, leaving no stone unturned, traveled across Israel and beyond, their voices echoing with pain and yearning for Shawnee's safe return. Shawnee was not just a participant at the festival, she was a vibrant part of our community. Her absence has left a void that words struggle to fill. After weeks of relentless searching, what was found were mere remnants, a painful reminder of the fragility of life and the brutality of the act that took her from us. Her sister's words resonate with a profound sense of loss and love. Translation: My sister, it's been a long time since we spoke. Oh, how I miss you. In this poignant message, she shares the depth of their bond, the unspoken understanding, and the irreplaceable nature of their sisterhood. It's a tribute to Shawnee's spirit, her love for life, and the impact she had on those around her. Shawnee's mother, in a few heart-wrenching words, encapsulates the journey that has now reached a somber end. Few heartbreak, translation, our journey has ended. I will never forget or forgive. As a friend of Shawnee's brother, I recall the vibrant atmosphere of their home, where Shawnee's presence was a constant source of joy and kindness. Shawnee was an integral part of our group, Ponta. We shared countless memories at nature parties in Israel and around the world, where her spirit and dance embodied the essence of freedom and joy. Shawnee's approach to life was extraordinary. She lived with a genuine, easygoing nature and responded to the world with the kind of humanity and warmth that is rare. She was, in every sense, an angel among us. It's hard to believe that almost 8 years have passed since I first met my girlfriend at her house. As we approach what would have been Shawnee's birthday, the reality of her absence is still incomprehensible. We are shattered, still hoping against hope for a different outcome. In the shared journey of life, Shawnee's path intersected with many, leaving indelible marks of joy and warmth. I had the privilege of working alongside her for a few months at a restaurant in Yokneam, Israel. As a waiter, Shawnee was unparalleled. Her welcoming smile and exceptional service were a testament to her genuine nature. She had this unique ability to make everyone around her feel special and cared for. The vast turnout at her funeral was a profound testament to the impact she had on so many lives. It was unlike any funeral I had attended before, a sea of people united in grief and love. The eulogies delivered by her mother, brother, and her best friends were heart-wrenching, conveying a depth of emotion that words can scarcely capture. Each anecdote, each memory shared, painted a picture of a life lived with fullness and grace, tragically cut short. The sorrow of that day was compounded by the tragic circumstances that unfolded on October 7, the day Shawnee was taken from us. She was with two of my friends, Ben Binneman and Golly Siegel, an engaged couple. All three were in the same car, trying to find safety from the rocket attacks. In a harrowing turn of events, terrorists threw grenades into the area where they, along with around 40 others, had sought refuge. The brutality of this act is unimaginable. Shawnee was injured in her leg, while Ben and Golly each tragically lost their right leg. Their attendance at Shawnee's funeral was a poignant reminder of the physical and emotional scars they will bear forever. As their friend, witnessing their broken hearts and the pain in their eyes was devastating. It's a reminder of the unquantifiable cost of such senseless violence, not just in lives lost but also in lives irreversibly changed. In these moments of reflection, it's important to remember the spirit and vitality that Shawnee brought into our lives. Her love for life, her kindness, and her ever-present smile are what we should hold on to. As we come together to mourn her loss, let us also celebrate the light she brought into our world. I extend a heartfelt request to my readers worldwide. Please join us in reading the Tehillim. Prayers for the Ascension of the Soul of the Deceased, Shawnee Gabe, daughter of Rachel Michal. In these prayers, we seek solace, strength, and a way to honor her memory. Shawnee's story, while marked by tragedy, is also a story of love, resilience, and community. It's a reminder of the bonds that tie us together, even in the face of unimaginable loss. May her memory be a blessing, and may we all find peace and healing in the days to come. In this moment of profound loss, I extend a heartfelt request to my readers worldwide. Please join us in reading the Tehillim. Prayers for the ascension of the soul of the deceased, Shani Gabe, daughter of Rachel Michal. In these prayers, we seek solace, strength, and a way to honor her memory. Shani's story is not just one of tragedy, but also of the incredible love and unity that her life inspired. It's a reminder of the bonds that tie us together, even in the darkest of times. May her memory be a blessing, and may we all find peace and healing in the days to come. Thank you for listening for this post. If you find it interesting and worth sharing, please do.